TBS order form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit http://nlsbard.loc.gov. Favorite books of the TBS volunteers: Atomic America, How a Deadly Explosion and a Feared Admiral Changed the Course of Nuclear History. Adult Nonfiction, author Todd Tucker, read by Lana Thurston. On January 3, 1961, nuclear reactor SL-1 exploded in rural Idaho, spreading radioactive contamination over thousands of acres and killing 3 men. The Army blamed human error and a sordid love triangle. Though overshadowed by Three Mile Island, SL-1 remains the only fatal nuclear reactor incident in American history. DBC 00810, 2010, 9 hours. Strata, adult fiction, author Howard E. Atkins, read by Don Evans. Recent college graduate James Stanford seeks out an abandoned homestead in the rugged Owyhee country of southwestern Idaho, which has recently been scheduled for tax sale. He finds an archaeological dig underway there and becomes captivated by millennia of human drama, which is suggested by the artifacts. DBC 00826, 2009, 10 hours, 50 minutes. Kingpin, How One Hacker Took Over the $1 Billion Cybercrime Underground, adult nonfiction, author Kevin Polson, read by Barry Estes. Over the past decade, former hacker Kevin Polson has built a reputation as one of the top investigative reporters on the cybercrime beat. In Kingpin, he pours his unmatched access and expertise into book form for the first time, delivering a gripping cat-and-mouse narrative and an unprecedented view into the 21st century's form of organized crime. Contains strong language. DBC 00795, 2011, 8 hours, 15 minutes. When Greed Turns Deadly, adult nonfiction, author Dixie Murphy, read by Chris Query. Idaho Falls, Idaho, July 4, 1989. Two women are brutally executed in their beds. There was no robbery, no sexual motivation. Satanic writings and red candles were found at the scene. Was there an insane maniac on the loose in this peaceful Idaho town? Or was it all staged to throw off investigators? It seemed an open and shut case, but it was not what it appeared. In this true story, Dixie Murphy follows a trail of suspicion and intrigue and reveals the virtually unprecedented means used to finally bring a murderer to justice. DBC 00821, 2011, 17 hours, 48 minutes. Be Your Own Hero, Senior Living Decisions Simplified, adult nonfiction, author Catherine L. Owens, read by Marion Stevens. A guide to seeking the best quality of life in our aging years. This book will show you how to make proactive, educated decisions versus reactive, crisis-driven decisions. Identify the key influencers and their roles in the decision process, and define independence and what it means to you. DBC 00850, 2016, 2 hours, 2 minutes. Lioness of Idaho, Louise Shattuck and the Power of Polite, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Mike Bullard. Read by Marion Stevens. This fast-driving, horseback-riding, pre-Depression farm girl with a high school diploma and a sense of civility engineered what were once Idaho's best economic years, wrote legislation, mentored politicians, started the careers of some of the state's most powerful people, and wrote 5 books and countless articles. She did it all with common sense and decency. One person, one name, one business, one family, one human being at a time. DBC 00805, 2013, 8 hours, 2 minutes. The Dirty Life, On Farming, Food, and Love, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Kristen Kimball. Read by Sue Vapp. When Kristen Kimball left New York City to interview a dynamic young farmer named Mark, her world changed. On an impulse, she shed her city self and started a new farm with Mark on 500 acres near Lake Champlain. The Dirty Life is the captivating chronicle of the couple's first year on Essex Farm, from the cold winter through their harvest season wedding in the loft of the barn. DBC 00900, 2010, 11 hours, 4 minutes. Recommended by Idaho TBS customer service rep Lisa Watson. Cocaine Blues, A Phryne Fisher Mystery. Adult Fiction. Author, Carrie Greenwood. Read by Stephanie Daniel. Free-thinking Phryne Fisher leaves 1920s London for her native Australia to become a detective. Phryne soon finds herself embroiled in mysteries involving a drug smuggling ring, corrupt cops, communists, a sexy Russian dancer, and a colonel's daughter, suspected of being poisoned by her husband. Some descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook, book 1 of a series, DB 76319, 1989, 5 hours, 51 minutes. Please mark where indicated or let your customer service representative know if you would like to receive the entire Phryne Fisher mystery series as it becomes available.
For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 1-800-458-3271 weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/publications/connections/. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News.